American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 4B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4B.
Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences. Number 1. Ease. Ease. Matt completed his training with ease. It was not difficult for him. Number 2. Risk. Risk. Take a chance. Take a chance. He learned not to risk shooting a gun that isn't functioning properly. He learned never to take a chance with a weapon that is malfunctioning. Number 3. Tend. Tend. Matt discovered that some people tend to be careless with firearms. They are likely to be careless. Number 4. On account of. On account of. Tendency. Tendency. He had to stop firing on account of a lack of ammunition. The rifle has a tendency to shoot to the right. It tends to shoot to the right. Number 5. Barrel. Barrel. Sights. Sights. The bullet travels through the barrel of the weapon. The sights are located on the barrel of the weapon. Number 6. Troubleshoot. Troubleshoot. Arm. Arm. His job was to troubleshoot or find malfunctions in firearms. The men were armed. They were carrying firearms. Number 7. Make sure. Make sure. He had to make sure the handgun was empty before cleaning it. Number 8. Detect. Detect. He detected a malfunction. He discovered a malfunction. Number 9. Checked off. Checked off. Identified. Identified. He had a list of names and checked off each one as he called it. He identified the different parts of the rifle. He recognized them. Number 10. Firing pin. Firing pin. The firing pin strikes the head of the cartridge.
Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Then choose the sentence, A or B, that has the same meaning. Let's begin.
Number 1. Anne marked the items on her list. Number 2. Jack discovered a malfunction in his car. Number 3. He didn't want to take a chance on losing his money. Number 4. Bob performed the job with no difficulty. Number 5. Eric recognized his baggage at the airport. Number 6. The car has a tendency to move to the left. Number 7. We want to be certain our car is repaired correctly. Number 8. Bob located the malfunction in the firearm. Number 9. Jack didn't want to risk being late to work. Number 10. Her weapon misfired because of a faulty firing pin.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Repeat. Anne marked the items on her list. She checked off the items on her list. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Jack discovered a malfunction in his car. He detected a malfunction in his car. Number 3 is B. Repeat. He didn't want to take a chance on losing his money. He didn't want to risk losing his money. Number 4 is B. Repeat. Bob performed the job with no difficulty. He performed the job with ease. Number 5 is A. Repeat. Eric recognized his baggage at the airport. He identified his baggage at the airport. Number 6 is B. Repeat. The car has a tendency to move to the left. It tends to move to the left. Number 7 is A. Repeat. We want to be certain our car is repaired correctly. We want to make sure our car is repaired correctly. Number 8 is B. Repeat. Bob located the malfunction in the firearm. He troubleshot the firearm. Number 9 is A. Repeat. Jack didn't want to risk being late for work. He didn't want to take a chance on being late for work. Number 10 is A. Repeat. Her weapon misfired because of a faulty firing pin. Her weapon misfired on account of a faulty firing pin. Now look at figure 3. Repeat the underlined words and the sentences. Number 1. Extreme. Extreme. The extreme cold froze all the plants. It was the coldest winter the farmers could remember. Number 2. Outer. Outer. She waited in the outer office before she saw the doctor. Number 3. Inner. Inner. The nurse took her to the inner office where the doctor was waiting. Number 4. Stationary. Stationary. The target was stationary. It wasn't moving. Number 5. Upper. Upper. They rode on the upper level of the bus so they could see better. Number 6. Essential. Essential. It's essential to keep your rifle clean. It's important to clean it. Number 7. Thorough. Thorough. John did a thorough job in cleaning his handgun. He did a good and complete job. Number 8. Adequate. Adequate. The amount of time to finish the test was adequate. There was enough time. Now look at figure 4. Listen and circle the best answer, A, B, or C. Number 1. The men became exhausted because of the extreme heat. How hot was it? Number 2. The bag on the outside protects the bread. What protects the bread? Number 3. Jack put the books on the top shelf of the bookcase. What shelf did he put them on? Number 4. The inside of the circle is red. Which part of the circle is red? Number 5. The colonel didn't explain everything in his briefing, but he said enough. Number 6. Pete's report was complete. How was the report? Number 7. It's important to maintain your rifle. Number 8. This part doesn't move at all. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A, very hot. Repeat, the men became exhausted because of the extreme heat. It was very hot. Number 2 is C, the outer bag. Repeat, the outer bag protects the bread. Number 3 is B, the upper shelf. Repeat, Jack put the books on the upper shelf of the bookcase. Number 4 is B, the inner part. Repeat, the inner part of the circle is red. Number 5 is A, adequate. Repeat, the briefing was adequate. Number 6 is B, thorough. Repeat, Pete's report was complete. It was thorough. Number 7 is C, it's essential. Repeat, It's essential to clean it. Number 8 is A. It's stationary. Repeat. This part doesn't move. It's stationary.
Look at figure 5. Listen and repeat the words and their opposites formed with the prefixes in the box. Remember that all of these prefixes make words with opposite meanings.
Number 1. Legal. Illegal. Illegal means not legal. Number 2. Possible. Impossible. Impossible means not possible. Number 3. Adequate. Inadequate. Inadequate means not adequate. Number 4. Responsible. Irresponsible. Irresponsible means not responsible. Number 5. Essential. Non-essential. Non-essential means not essential. Number 6. Polite. Impolite. Impolite means not polite. Number 7. Active. Inactive. Inactive means not active. Number 8. Regular. Irregular. Irregular means not regular. Number 9. Technical. Non-technical. Non-technical means not technical. Number 10. Complete. Incomplete. Incomplete means not complete.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a sentence. Use the adjectives with negative prefixes in the figure to complete the sentences. Number 1 is an example. Listen.
This part of the lesson is not important. The answer is non-essential. Write non-essential in the blank. This part of the lesson is non-essential.
Let's continue with the rest of the exercise.
Number 2. The amount of paper was not adequate. Number 3. The book has only general information in it. Number 4. His turn at the corner was against the law. Number 5. The instructor's list didn't have all the names on it. Number 6. John wasn't polite. Number 7. She doesn't go to the library every day. Number 8. He can't borrow money from the bank. Number 9. Sam is not a careful driver. Number 10. Tom never exercises.
Let's check your answers to the exercise.
Number 1 is non-essential. Repeat. This part of the lesson is not important. This part of the lesson is non-essential. Number 2 is inadequate. Repeat. The amount of paper was not adequate. The amount of paper was inadequate. Number 3 is non-technical. Repeat. The book has only general information in it. The book has non-technical information in it. Number 4 is illegal. Repeat. His turn at the corner was against the law. His turn was illegal. Number 5 is incomplete. Repeat. The instructor's list didn't have all the names on it. The instructor's list was incomplete. Number 6 is impolite. Repeat. John wasn't polite. John was impolite. Number 7 is irregular. Repeat. She doesn't go to the library every day. Her visits to the library are irregular. Number 8 is impossible. Repeat. He can't borrow money from the bank. It's impossible for him to borrow money from the bank. Number 9 is irresponsible. Repeat. Sam is not a careful driver. He's an irresponsible driver. Number 10 is inactive. Repeat. Tom never exercises. He's very inactive.
Now look at figure 7. Listen to the dialogues. They contain the get passive.
Number 1.
It seems like this training will never be finished.
It'll get finished soon. Number 2.
I heard they'll be married next month.
No, they won't get married until next year. Number 3.
Will they be sending you to another base soon?
Yes, I'm getting sent to another base next week. Number 4.
Wasn't he hired for the job?
Yes. He got hired last Friday.
Look at figure 8. Listen to a question. Use the get passive and the cues in the figure to answer the question.
Number 1. What happened to him? Repeat. He got hit by the ball. Number 2. When did she get hurt? Repeat. She got hurt during the break. Number 3. Where are you getting sent? Repeat. I'm getting sent to another base. Number 4. How did she get so wet? Repeat. She got caught in the storm with no umbrella. Number 5. When did they get married? Repeat. They got married 13 years ago. Number 6. Which firearms got damaged? Repeat. Only the rifles got damaged. Number 7. How many people got selected to go to Egypt? Repeat. 2 people got selected. Number 8. Who got injured in the accident? Repeat. No one got injured in the accident.
This is the end of tape 4B, book 22.